From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises Minister Teten Mas Duki has said that he is keen to see cooperatives and MSMEs become the drivers of national economic recovery. As quoted by Antara, Mas Duki remarked on Monday that it is because the majority, or 99.9% of Indonesia entrepreneurs, are MSMEs that have contributed to the national GDP at 61% and the most outstanding is its employment national 97%. He noted MSMEs need to cooperate with big business. He said based on a survey, 93% of MSMEs in Indonesia are not cooperating with big businesses. Mas Duki also explained partnering with big business can offer MSMEs the opportunity to expand their market, increase production capacity, and improve the quality of promotions. Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian has said he expects local and regional heads to promptly act on his instructions on the implementation of public activity restrictions or PPKM. As quoted by Antara, the minister stressed at an online press conference originating from the president's office in Jakarta on Monday, he has issued 3 ministerial instructions to govern the extension of PPKM from July 26 to August 2, 2021. He informed Ministerial Instruction No. 24 of 2021 regulates Level 3 and Level 4 public activity restrictions on the islands of Java and Bali. Ministerial Instruction No. 25 of 2021 regulates the implementation of Level 4 public activity restrictions on the islands of Sumatra, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Nusa Tenggara, Maluku, and Papua. People who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 have a higher chance of a speedy recovery compared to those who have not been vaccinated once infected with the virus. It was said by head of Eijkman Institute for Molecular Biology, Amin Subandrio, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He also said even though there is a chance to be infected again post-vaccination, mostly the infection is not so severe and they will recover soon. He informed COVID-19 vaccines have been utilized urgently due to their benefit, such as protection from the viral infection. He noted if antibodies are already formed, an infection can be prevented despite virus exposure. However, if someone is still infected post-vaccination, the clinical symptoms will not worsen, so vaccinations can prevent morbidity. The ulama have played an important role in raising public awareness amid the COVID-19 pandemic, especially in encouraging the public adoption of the 5M protocols. It was said by Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Holil Komas while delivering a speech at the 46th anniversary of the Indonesian Ulama Council, or MUI, in Jakarta on Monday, as quoted by Antara. The 5M protocols prescribe wearing masks, washing hands, reducing mobility, staying away from crowds, and maintaining a safe distance. The minister then praised the MUI anniversary event, themed Ulama, Leader, and the Community Unite in Facing the COVID-19 Pandemic and its Impacts. According to him, the handling of the pandemic cannot be undertaken by the government alone. but requires the participation of the entire community. Now we move to the international news. The European Union on Monday urged Lebanon's political elite to form a government without delay, following the nomination of Lebanese businessman Najib Mikati to be designated as a prime minister. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the European Union said in a statement that it is now crucial importance that a credible and accountable government is formed in Lebanon, one that is able to address the severe economic and social crisis the country is facing. The European Union calls on the Lebanese political leaders to cooperate and allow for the swift formation of a credible and capable government in the interest of the people of Lebanon. Although the start of the women's artistic gymnastics at the Tokyo Olympics was disappointing for the usually dominant U.S. team, the Americans will have the most medal opportunities of any country. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the Russians, competing as the Russian Olympic Committee, as part of sanctions due to several doping scandals, qualified for Tuesday's team final ahead of the Americans. But the U.S. women's qualifying efforts earned them 11 medal attempts at the Tokyo Games, the maximum possible. Russian Olympic Committee could earn at most 10 medals since they qualified only one gymnast to the balance beam finals, and China have the next highest medal changes at 7. We end the news with President Joe Biden, who has said U.S. combat forces will leave Iraq by the end of this year, though troops will continue to train and advise the Iraqi military. The announcement came after Mr. Biden held talks with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Khadimi at the White House. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, there are currently 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq helping local forces counter the remains of the Islamic State group. Numbers of U.S. troops are likely to stay the same, but the move is being seen as an attempt to help the Iraqi prime minister. The U.S. presence in Iraq has become a major issue since top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani and the leader of an Iran-backed Shia Muslim militia were killed in a U.S. drone strike in the capital Baghdad last year. Political parties aligned to Iran have demanded the withdrawal of all forces from the U.S.-led global coalition against IS, despite the continuing threat posed by the Sunni jihadist group. Well, listener, that was the news.
Indonesia, dengan tulus dan ikhlas, ini pasti berlalu. Indonesia.
Wujud apresiasi kami kepada dokter, jururawat, relawan, TNI, Polri, dan semua pejuang kemanusiaan di garda terdepan yang menghadapi pandemi COVID-19. Kalian adalah pahlawan sejati.
Tak Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
The Indonesian government keeps struggling to fulfill the increasing needs for COVID-19 therapeutic drugs along with the increase in COVID-19 cases occurring in Indonesia. As quoted from the setcap.go.id page, in a virtual press conference on Monday afternoon, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that currently there are three types of therapeutic drugs that cannot be produced domestically. They are Remdesivir, Astemra and Gamaras. He added that these three types of drugs around the world are also in short supply. According to Minister Budi Gunadi, at the end of July, 150,000 vials of Remdesivir will arrive. Then 1.2 million will arrive next month. Then for Actemra, 1,000 vials are planned to arrive this month. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin added that in August, the government will import 138,000 from several countries. To obtain the drugs, the Indonesian government must find them to all corners of the world. As for Gamaras, the Ministry of Health will import 26,000 this July and 27,000 in August. The scarcity of therapeutic drugs has indeed been a complaint of the families of COVID-19 patients in Indonesia recently. This drug is hard to find in the market. If any, the price is doubled. Many people convey chain messages about the search for these therapeutic drugs. They raise funds to buy because the therapeutic drugs are not covered by the Indonesian government. The families of COVID-19 patients will certainly try to provide the best for sick families, even though they have to spend a lot of money. Unfortunately, the scarcity of therapeutic drugs is not due to the treatment of patients. But there are people who want to buy them to be kept as reserved. This therapeutic drugs procurement system has been managed well. Moreover, these drugs can only be given in hospitals, as stated by Minister of Health Budi Gunadi. He explained that Gamaras, Actemra and Remdesivir have to be injected and could only be done in hospitals. Perhaps the distributions of this COVID-19 therapeutic drugs does not need to be spread to many parties. It's enough in the hospitals. Thus, there's no opportunity for people who want to buy as reserves. The hope is that there are no Indonesian people anymore who have to take the therapeutic drugs. This means that no Indonesian people are exposed to the COVID-19 virus in all its variants. Of course, this is not a grandiose hope. If all Indonesian people protect themselves and loved ones by wearing masks, diligently washing hands and maintaining distance, avoiding crowds and reducing mobility. It is no less important to vaccinate because protecting oneself from exposure of the COVID-19 virus means protecting many people. I'll begin today in history with July 27, 1921, when the discovery of the hormone insulin is occurred. Researchers at the University of Toronto, Canada, led by Frederick Grant Banting, succeeded in isolating the hormone insulin from the pancreas on July 27, 1921. They believe this hormone can overcome diabetes. The first human to be given insulin was Leonard Thompson, a 14-year-old boy. In less than 24 hours, the blood glucose level dropped and saved Thompson. In 1923, Dr. Frederick Grant Banting and his colleague, Dr. John James Rickard MacLeod, received the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the discovery of the hormone insulin. Let's move on to July 27, 1953, when the end of the Korean War. The Korean War was a war between North Korea and South Korea that took place from June 25, 1950 to July 27, 1953. The war is often referred to as a mandated war between the United States and its United Nations allies on the South Korean side against China and the Soviet Union on the North Korean side. The war ended July 27, 1953 when the United States, China, and North Korea signed an armistice agreement. South Korea refused to sign it but promised to respect the ceasefire agreement. I'll conclude today in history with July 27, 1996, when the Grey Saturday incidents occurred. The incidents on July 27, 1996, often referred to as Grey Saturday, was the forcible takeover of the office of the Central Executive Board of the Indonesian Democratic, or DPP-PDI, on Diponegoro Street 58 Central Jakarta, which at that time was controlled by supporters of General Chair Megawati Sukarnoputri. The raid was carried out by masses of supporters of Suryadi, the general chairpersons of the PDI Congress versions in Medan. This incident escalated into riots in several areas in Jakarta, particularly in the areas of around Diponegoro Street. The National Human Rights Commission put the death toll at 5 people, 149 people injured and 29 people missing in the incident.
Selalu tersenyum penuh tawa dan janganlah kau selalu duduk tenganmu bersyukur karena esok masih ada. Janganlah kau menyerah. suka hatimu. Masalah pasti ada, janganlah engkau ragu, masih ada aku di sini untukmu.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya and Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources of the Republic of Indonesia Arifin Tasrif attended a virtual meeting of G20 ministers with the team Energy and Climate on Friday. In the session, the G20 countries discussed the ongoing recovery of the COVID-19 pandemic about building green cities to control global climate change and accelerate the energy transition and finance to climate change. The official statement from the government of Indonesia, which was read by Minister Siti Nurbaya, said that as a green perspective has been widely considered by communities around the world, including in Indonesia, it is growing very fast with strong support from younger generation. As quoted by the republika.go.id page, in a press release issued on Sunday, Minister Siti Nurbaya in the event stated that Indonesian people have begun to appreciate reforestation efforts in simple ways, such as planting trees and recycling waste. She also explained that the green industry, with an emphasis on energy efficiency and sustainable use of resources and improvement of the environmental quality, is also growing rapidly. Minister Siti Nurbaya further stated that Indonesia is developing a green city development program, which is designed to encourage the participation of central and regional governments to achieve sustainable green cities, including environmentally friendly buildings, energy and transportation. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, in the event, Indonesia has also included nature-based solution or ecosystem-based approaches to provide ecosystem benefits to cities or urban areas. In addition, Minister Siti Nurbaya also explained, as an effort to raise awareness and real climate action, Indonesia has given the Green Leadership Awards, or known as Nirwasita Tantra. It aims to reward local leaders, parliamentarians, business leaders, and youth who have actualized deep green-oriented leaderships in their respective sectors. Minister Siti Nurbaya added that Indonesia will closely cooperate with all members to design solutions and contribute to addressing global environmental and climate challenges. Indonesia believes that green management is the strategic answer for the future. Through synergies at all levels, all member countries can contribute to sustainable development and improve environmental quality as well as tackle climate change.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker sedunimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de kettingoverdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sekian lama kita jalani bersama, begitu banyak cerita tawa bahagia. Semakin hari semakin dalam terasa, seakan dunia hanya milik berdua. Tetapi kini semua berbeda, kita tak akan pernah bersama. Kita akhiri semua di sini. Karena aku tahu diri, kenapa kita lanjutkan lagi hubungan yang tidak direstui, hanya menyiksa diri. Sekian lama kita jalani bersama, begitu banyak cerita tawa bahagia. Semakin hari semakin dalam terasa, seakan dunia hanya milik berdua. Tapi kini semua berbeda, kita tak akan pernah bersama. Kita akhiri semua di sini. Karena aku tahu diri, untuk apa kita lanjutkan lagi hubungan yang tidak direstui, hanya menyiksa diri. Karena aku tahu diri, untuk apa kita teruskan lagi hubungan yang tidak direstui, hanya sakiti hati. Lanjutkan lagi hubungan yang tidak direstui, hanya menyiksa diri. Karena aku tahu diri, kenapa kita lanjutkan lagi hubungan yang tidak direstui, hanya menyiksa diri. Karena aku tahu diri, kenapa kita teruskan lagi hubungan yang tidak direstui, hanya sakiti hati, hanya sakiti hati, hanya sakiti hati.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, when traveling to Situbondo district, you will find a tourist village of Kampung Blekok. Kampung Blekok is one of the conservation-based nature tourism areas. The location is in Pesisir Hamlet, Klatakan Village, Kendit District, Situbondo Regency, East Java. This tourism area, since 2017, through the Situbondo Region's Regulation on Biodiversity Conservation, has been designated as a mangrove area inhabited by Ardidae water birds, or called Blekok birds by the local community. Another advantage of this tourist village is the landscape with beautiful mountain and sea view to see at sunset. The tourist village of Kampung Blekok has an area of 6.3 hectares. It is estimated that the number of mangrove stands in Blekok village is 12,600 trees. There are 10 types of mangrove trees, namely Soneratia alba, Rhizophora mucronata, Rhizophora stilosa, Rhizophora apiculata, Avicennia alba, Avicennia marina, Acanthus illicifos, Exocaria agaloca, and Hibiscus tiliaceus. Meanwhile, there are 11 species of water birds found in Blekok village, namely red herons, great egrets, small egrets, buffalo egrets, ash night herons, Blekok rice fields, sea kokokan, rice kario, penggala elephants, beach trinil, and Javanese bird. Out of the 11 bird species, 3 species are included in the protected category, namely the little egret or Egreta garzeta, buffalo egret or Bubulcus ibis, and gajahan penggala or Numenius paepus. When traveling to Blekok village, you can see various types of birds. To see these various types of birds, come to Kampung Blekok at 5 a.m. local time, when the birds go looking for food. You can also watch the birds at 5 p.m. when they return to their cage in the mangrove forest. Through wooden bridges and viewing towers, you can watch white birds fly and perch in the mangrove forest along the coast. In addition to seeing hundreds of water birds through wooden bridges, you can also participate in planting mangroves or exploring mangrove forests by using boats belonging to local residents. You can also walk in the small alleys and see the activities of the surrounding community, who mostly work as fishermen and craftsmen for souvenirs made of wood and shells. The handicrafts are sent almost all over Indonesia, especially Bali and Lombok. You can also buy various handicraft from the local community as your souvenirs. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite, COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yang terindah
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI's foreign broadcast station, with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is, Berapa Tarif Naik KRL? Berapa Tarif Naik KRL? Or in English, how much is the KRL ride fares? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Berapa Tarif Naik KRL? Berapa Tarif Naik KRL? Which means, how much is the KRL ride fares? This conversation takes place between Kevin and Mela. Kevin wants to know the KRL fare. KRL is the abbreviation of Indonesian Kereta Rel Listrik, or in English, Electric Rail Train. Let's listen to...
Kamu?
Murah, sekitar Rp3.000.
Murah sekali.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme. Berapa tarif naik KRL? Berapa tarif naik KRL? Which means, how much is the KRL ride fare? I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Tarif. Tarif. Which means tariff or fare. Ongkos. Ongkos. Which means cost or fare. Harga tiket. Harga tiket. Which means ticket price. Naik, naik, which means take or ascend. KRL or Kereta Rel Listrik. KRL or Kereta Rel Listrik, which means KRL or electric rail train. Murah, murah, which means cheap. Dari sini, which means from here. Ke stasiun, which means to the station. Dekat rumahmu, which means near your house. Sekitar, sekitar, which means around. Tiga ribu rupiah, which means 3,000 rupiah. Berapa tarif naik KRL dari sini ke stasiun dekat rumahmu? Berapa tarif naik KRL dari sini ke stasiun dekat rumahmu? Which means, how much does it cost to take the KRL from here to the stations near your house? Murah, sekitar Rp3.000. Murah, sekitar Rp3.000, which means it's cheap, about 3,000 rupiah. Murah sekali, which means very cheap. MRT or Moda Raya Terpadu. MRT or Moda Raya Terpadu, which means MRT or Mass Rapid Transit. Sekitar Rp7.000. Sekitar Rp7.000, which means around 7,000 rupiah. Dari sini ke stasiun dekat rumahmu. Dari sini ke stasiun dekat rumahmu, which means from here to the station near your house. Berapa tarif naik MRT dari sini ke stasiun dekat rumahmu? Berapa tarif naik MRT dari sini ke stasiun dekat rumahmu? Which means, how much does it cost to take the MRT from here to the station near your house? LRT or Lintas Rel Terpadu. LRT or Lintas Rel Terpadu, which means LRT or Light Rail Transit. Berapa harga tiket LRT? Berapa harga tiket LRT, which means, how much does LRT tickets cost? Sekitar Rp5.000. Sekitar Rp5.000, which means around 50,000 rupiah. Ongkos naik taksi? Ongkos naik taksi, which means taxi fare. Dari sini ke rumahmu. Dari sini ke rumahmu. which means from here to your house? Berapa ongkos naik taksi dari sini ke rumahmu? Berapa ongkos naik taksi dari sini ke rumahmu? Which means, how much does it cost to take a taxi from here to your house? Sekitar 40.000 rupiah. Sekitar 40.000 rupiah, which means around 40,000 rupiah. In the conversation, you hear Kevin asking berapa tarif naik KRL? Berapa tarif naik KRL, which means how much is the fare to ride the KRL? In that question, there is a question's word berapa. Berapa, which means how much. Berapa, berapa can be used to ask about the price or fare to ride a vehicle. For example, berapa tarif naik KRL? Berapa tarif naik KRL, which means how much is the fare to ride the KRL. Another example, in addition to the word tarif, tarif, which means fare, there is the word ongkos, ongkos, which also means fare, or harga tiket, which means ticket price. Let's listen to another example of an expression to find out the fare for a ride. Berapa tarif naik MRT dari sini ke stasiun dekat rumahmu? Berapa tarif naik MRT dari sini ke stasiun dekat rumahmu? Which means, how much does it cost to take the MRT from here to the station near your house? Murah, sekitar 7.000 rupiah. Murah, sekitar 7.000 rupiah, which means it's cheap, about 7,000 rupiah. Berapa harga tiket LRT? Berapa harga tiket LRT, which means how much do LRT tickets cost? Sekitar 5.000 rupiah. Sekitar 5.000 rupiah, which means about 50,000 rupiah. Berapa ongkos naik taksi dari sini ke rumahmu? Berapa ongkos naik taksi dari sini ke rumahmu? Which means how much does it cost to take a taxi from here to your house? Sekitar 40.000 rupiah. Sekitar 40.000 rupiah, which means about 40,000 rupiah. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the samples of conversation one more time.
Berapa tarif naik KRL dari sini ke stasiun dekat rumahmu?
Murah, sekitar 3.000 rupiah.
Murah sekali.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Berapa Tarif Naik KRL? Berapa Tarif Naik KRL, which means how much is the KRL ride fare? Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Inang Lupa Sekadau by Sinar Vitasso. Inang Lupa Sekadau, which means Don't Forget Sekadau, is a Malay song from Sekadau Regency, West Kalimantan. This song was composed by Utik Agus Rahman from Sekadau. Like the title of the song, Inang Lupa Sekadau suggests that Sekadau people who have been successful in other regions do not forget their hometown, Sekadau. This song was popularized by Sinar Vitasso in 2020. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Inang Lupa Sekadau by Sinar Vitasso. Happy listening!
Kita berniat ninggal Sekadau, nak pergi merantau pakai nama penau. Arong urang inang sampai mori malu, kerintuam nama baik kita urang ulu. Enti sompang inang mada nyongok itu, ngam sabala menak yang udah lama ditinggal. Rame-rame beli muka batu tinggi, nung naik garis beranyut ke batu dulang. Sompatkan duduk setonggal di atas rangkang melintang yang bernama Batang Adau. Samada sampai ke lupa, asal muasal nama kampung kita Sekadau. Kalau kita udah berhasil, inanglah lupa dengan Sekadau. Temuni kita di kubur itu, soma kebun cokul di ujung sintok dapur. Bogi ulu ke tanah luhur, sebagai rasa syukur pada
listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.